This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, counter cruising. It happens in homes all around the world. Food mysteriously disappears off the counter. Who's responsible? Well, in many cases, it's probably a child or a husband who sneaks off with the freshly baked cookies, but all too often, it's the family cat. In addition to the dangers of your cat stealing and ingesting a potentially dangerous food, there are so many risks to being on the counter, such as getting burned on a hot stove, or licking food off a sharp knife, or maybe even grabbing a sharp toothpick. A cat on the counter is also not advisable from a hygiene standpoint. Understandably, most people don't appreciate paw prints in the meatloaf. Now, there are effective and ineffective ways to keep your cat off the kitchen counter. The ineffective way is to squirt her with water, or yell at her, smack her, or grab her. All these methods will just make her more afraid of you. She'll also quickly catch on to the fact that as long as you're not around, the counter is a good place to be. She's smart. She'll wait until you walk out the door to go to work, and then she'll be right back on the counter. There's a much better way to train your cat to stay off the counter without you having to be the bad guy in the process. The first step is to understand what attracts your cat to the counter, because that plays a big role in creating a better option for her. Let's start with the yummy food and enticing scents up there. There are so many good aromas coming from the counter, and depending upon the time of day, there's usually an array of tasty food just waiting for a hungry feline to enjoy an impromptu buffet. The counter also offers a bird's eye view. In many homes, the view out the kitchen window is very interesting and hard to resist, especially if you've installed a bird feeder right there, or if the kitchen window overlooks outdoor activity, such as the swing set where the kids play. Next on the list is the visual advantage for safety. The higher up your cat is, the greater her visual advantage when it comes to seeing if an opponent cat is entering the room. This is especially important in multi-cat households where relationships are tense. A cat doesn't want to be ambushed unexpectedly. The counter offers much more visibility for her. Last but not least, attention-seeking behavior. Sometimes the cat will jump on the counter to get your attention. Typically, it works because you probably shoo her down, or you even talk to her. Now, from the cat's point of view, this method works every time, even though the attention she's receiving is negative. So it's important to figure out the reason why your cat may be seeking the kitchen counter, and that's your start toward creating an alternative behavior. Here are some examples. If your cat is attracted to the food on the counter, obvious solution, remove temptation by making sure all food is put away. Then, to entertain her, you can use puzzle feeders so that she can get in some playtime during mealtime. If you think she's on the counter to look out the window, try setting up a cat tree or a window perch at another window, and then maybe even place a bird feeder outside for her to watch. In a multi-pet home, your cat may be trying to achieve more of a visual advantage in order to see if an opponent is approaching. To create an alternative for her, set up a multi-perched cat tree. When it comes to safety, elevation plays a key role there, and cat trees are a wonderful option. If you have a cat tree is not a luxury, it's a necessary piece of equipment. Place the tree in an appealing location. Don't hide it in a far-off room. If your cat prefers to be in the family room or near a particular window, place the tree there. You can also create safety by putting out some cozy cat beds in elevated locations as well. If the counter-cruising behavior is an attention-seeking behavior, then when she's up there, isn't the time to make eye contact with her or engage in any type of conversation or petting. If she's on the counter and you need to remove her, just pick her up and place her on the floor without any other communication. Pay attention to her when she's on the floor or on an allowable elevated area. This'll show her that the attention she wants only gets achieved when she's where she's supposed to be. The next part of training involves making your counter a less than appealing place for feline lounging. Go to your local discount store and purchase a roll of plastic carpet protectors. Get the kind that has the pointy little feet on one side, then unroll the plastic and cut it into several pieces that will conform to your counter. This will make it easier to keep the counter protected on one side when you're working on the other side. In other words, don't just use one long roll and cover the entire surface. You want to cut several pieces so that if you're just making a sandwich for lunch, you can have the rest of the counter protected. Place the pieces on the counter with the pointy feet up. Your cat will make the association that the counter isn't such an appealing place to walk on. This remote form of training will also prevent you from being associated with this very unpleasant turn of events. Keep the carpet protector pieces in place whenever the counter isn't being used. Now, for this to really be a successful method, though, you also have to provide her with alternative locations. Cats live in a vertical world, so elevation is very important to them. If you aren't going to allow your cat on a particular elevated area, make sure you provide her with something that's more appealing. So if you're dealing with a counter cruiser, remember, the first step is to figure out what it is about the counter that's appealing for her. That way you can provide a more appealing option, while at the same time make the counter not such a fun place to be by using the carpet protectors. And this way you'll be well on your way to having a cat who is no longer leaving paw prints on the cooking surfaces. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.